Welcome to the art of going your own way. Well, your buddy's got a lot of admirers. And leave it to a special time of year. I'm not saying it's today. I'm saying within the last couple of days. Holy shit. People come up to me and they say, "Hey, Taug, yeah, how you doing? You doing good?" I'm like, "Yeah." I don't even know some of these people's names. I barely met them, and they all fucking know my name. What do? You say, "Thank you. Appreciate that. Hey, nice to meet you. Nice to know you. Thanks." Fuck. Well, what has your buddy gone through and learned since we last talked? There's a lot of women out there that like your buddy Taug Yao. And not only women, I have admirers of men who go, "Hey, how you doing?" and stuff. "Doing good. How about you?" People know when you're living the right and good life. I'm just saying. Your buddy woke up with a bang this morning, if you know what I mean. Widow's a good caregiver. And she made me feel good this morning. No, I pushed her off me before I came. But hey, and then all over her, and she liked it. So whether or not she liked it or not, that's not my problem. But she liked it. Got myself a little bit of fun this morning. Went up to the watering hole, and man, you don't know how many drinks. Shit, I probably had 15, 20 drinks bought for me, and it's like, holy shit. So forgive me if your buddy's a little on the inebriated side tonight. Whatever, use it against me. I don't fucking care. I'm set. I'll make whatever needs to happen. Well, let's take a look at what's happening in the world. Did you guys see that Saskatchewan said, "Fuck you, mandates are over"? Oh, that's right in the middle of fucking Canada. Right in the center point of Canada. Saying, "Go fuck yourself, we're done with mandates." What the hell's the guy's name? God. Tom something, maybe? I watched it, and I'm like, well, yeah, we need to heal these divisions. It's not about who's vaccinated and not. Deep state's losing, my friends. It's losing. Oh, don't let them get away with it. These fuckers need to be hanged. They need to be dead. D-E-D. D-E-A-D. You know what I'm saying. I'm joking around. These fuckers. Never, ever let these motherfuckers in again. Ever. KTA. Kill them all. In a nice way. With love and affection. And, you know, you've done wrong. Now you know what's wrong. You live a better life, and you get out there. But these fuckers don't know what to do other than destruction and corruption. They need to be taken down. They need to go to prison. They need to be hung by the neck until they're dead. They are evil. They will never, ever get it. They had their chance in the sun. And they fucked up. They fucked up because people are awake right now. Well, your buddy Taug Yao, I'm going to change subject for a second. Hold on. Your buddy Taug Yao went up to the watering hole. I told you guys about this really. Ha ha ha. Hot brunette. She fucking comes and sits at my table all the time. All the time. She's a bartender there. And I just talk to her straight about life. I'm like, hey, honey. Yeah, you're good looking. Yeah, I'd like to fuck you. But you know what? I don't want to fuck you. Because I know where that leads. Ain't your sugar daddy. I ain't nothing to you. If you want to fuck, let's go fuck. Let's get it out of our systems. But you know what, honey? You are one of the good ones. You got a good head on your shoulders. You realize the bullshit out there. This woman hasn't taken the vax. Nice. Nice. Quite a few years younger than your old buddy, Tao Yao. Would it be fun? Yeah. Yeah. Swallow it, bitch. Grab onto her head, her hair, and go suck that fucking cock. Other than that, what is there? Nothing. Nothing. I talked to you guys about, your buddy wants the fuck out of where he's at during the winter time. Next year, I'm going to do my best to make that happen. I was talking to Widow. Listen, I like Widow. She's a good woman. I can see her and I spending a lot of good time together. And you know what? She listens. She's one of the smart ones. Oh, you're in a trap. You're in a trap. Whatever. I donate a little bit. I don't pay for a lot of things. We have a good time together. We enjoy life together. I make more money. I won't pay for it all. But I'll do a little bit here and there. Oh, you just string her along, are ya? Nah. She can fucking go her own way if she wants to. Some of the comments from you guys. Well, you know, if you got a good woman, you know, blah, blah. They're... Yeah, she might be an Walt. Not all women are like that. She might not. But she's still a woman. You don't fucking wrap yourself up in that. I was having a conversation. I got an email from Red, believe it or not. Hey, how you doing? How's things going with you? I'm like, things are good. I told it to her straight. It's so fucking great. I basically put her in line and I said, hey, you know, life's going good, man. I said, I finally get the whole revenge deal is living the best life you can live. Living the best. I said, my ex is bankrupt right now, which is her doing. Fuck it. It's great. Love it. My kids, I haven't talked to them for a couple of years now. Not my problem anymore. You chose the size. You come back to me, you pay a little penance and repent. We'll see what happens. I'm not worried about it. I'm enjoying life. Told Red, yeah, shit, honey. Got that 65 GOAT, refreshed drivetrain all the way through. It's a great, fun drive. Going to be cruising strip, going to some car shows. Got that 70s CB350 cycle. I got my permit to ride. I'm good there. Looking forward to it. Enjoying life. Enjoying life. You don't want to go for long for the ride. Listen, gentlemen, I got to tell you something. That beautiful brunette bartender that came and sat at my table, she sat there many times. She likes your buddy. Oh, I like her too. She'd be good for a fuck, like I said. But what I'm saying to you is that I said this to her and she looked at me and she goes, you're right. That is the second time she's looked at me and said, you know what? You're right. First time was she was giving relationship advice to somebody, and I said, whoa, 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 whoa. you never take relationship advice from a woman. She looks at me and she goes, yeah, you're right. Tonight, out there, and I'm like having a good time. Went out for a smoke. Your buddy smokes, you know that. Speaking of that, hold on. She was out there with me tonight. I went to the head. She goes, I'm going to have a smoke. I'm like, yeah, maybe I'll be out there. Came out. She wasn't at the table. I wanted a smoke. I went out there and we talked for a little bit. If there is a decent woman, she's a decent woman. Likes to work out, likes to keep her body in shape. She likes your buddy Taggio, even with his little bit of belly and stuff. Could I fuck her? I bet I probably could. Do I want to? No, not really. Because you know where that leads. Hold on here. Get some dumb fuck driving by. Super slow. Keep going. Don't fucking park in front of my house, you motherfucker. Anyways, yeah, gentlemen, I sit here and I look at life, and like I said, I was talking to Red for a minute or two via email. She said hi. I said, hey, how's it going? I hope things are going good for you too. She asked me a few questions, I answered her, and then I just basically laid it on, and your buddy hasn't gotten a response yet. I'm like, yeah, you know, life's going good. I know I'm repeating myself, but I'll go into a little bit more. Yeah, life's going good. Besides dealing with my dad's passing, my mom and her shit, and what she's got going on, and this, that, and the other thing. I got a 65 goat that I paid 10 grand for, put 4 grand into it. Buddy came by and said, hey, one of these cars, exactly same shape as yours with what you got and everything, went for 30 grand. I'm like, sweet. You know your buddy made a good investment. That cycle I bought it for 500. I put in, let's just say I put in a grand into it. I doubled my money because I was all looking around. Those cycles that I got are going for between 32 and 4 grand. So I doubled my money there. It's an investment. But again, it's all when you sell it. Don't get me wrong. Oh, you think you're going to make a lot of fucking money on this shit. No, no, no. I'm going to do all right. You hold on to things, you sell them when you can, and you make a decent return. I'm sitting there looking, and I know I'm going to enjoy riding cycle again. One of my buddies, Army, at the watering hole, he's like, you got to keep your head on a fucking swivel when you're riding bike. I'm like, yeah, I get that. I know that. I do. Your buddy's looking at a Honda Rebel right now. 500. It's more than the 300. But I like the look of that bike. It's a city bike, man. Now, do I live in the inner city? No, I don't. Do I live on the outskirts of a city? Yes, I do. And I would enjoy driving that, riding it, having a good time. I got a kick-ass helmet, by the way. Kick-ass fucking helmet to go with it. I went through, I got the last piece I needed for that bike fully restored. It's got a little scratch on the tank and it's got a little dent in one of the front forks. Other than that, that bike is in mint fucking condition. So that bike's going to pull around 4 grand when I want to turn around and sell it. That bike's only got 2,600 miles on it, too, by the way, for a 1972. Went through, brand new rear tire, front tire's in great condition for how old it is. Carb's rebuilt, the guy who was working on it for me said, you know, these bikes don't have oil filters in them. They have this sling thing that spits the shit out. He goes, this bike was well maintained. So my thought is, hey, at this point in time, I enjoy a little bit of riding, go through, get my full endorsement. I'm good to go. Sell that fucking bike, turn around, pay $2,000 to $3,000, get the bike I want at this point in time, good to go. Yes, I unload one, I gain one, and I just keep enjoying life. So, my work's been a little weird because I read into shit sometimes. I like to pay attention to where are you at, what are you doing, how does it affect me, and all this shit. Some things are going on behind the scenes that make me go, okay, are they getting ready to get rid of me? And then the other thing is I learned some other inside baseball, and I'm like, they ain't going to get fucking rid of me. Because I got a co-worker that's moving up to a different position, which is fine. I don't want it. Moving up to a different position, which means that they let go of me, they're completely fucked. Because with him moving out, they ain't got enough people to cover it. Well, you're going to get a lot more work then, aren't you, Doug? Nah, I ain't going to fucking do it. Ain't going to do it. I tell you, I'm in a great position as far as I'm concerned about the amount of work I do with what I make. And if I can skate through 2022 into 2023, maybe 2024, I got no bills. Stockpile that shit. Your buddy's going to be retired by the time he's into his 60s, early 60s. Yeah. Well, I know, that's when you collect Social Security and shit if you wanted to. No, I'm going to be good. I don't know. We go through life. We do what we do. You know, I love, was a Greenspan, one of these fuck knobs in the deal. Well, yeah, we can guarantee that Social Security is going to be there. We just can't guarantee what the purchasing power of the dollar is going to be at that point in time. Well, yeah, of course you can't. That's why, gentlemen, if you younger guys are listening to this, fucking start getting shiny objects. Keep yourself out of the system as much as you possibly can. Don't fucking ride and bet on this shit. You know, oh, you might be eating dog food or cat food. You know what? I'm going to go, that's really good fucking dog food or cat food. Well, let's see. Watering Hole Tales, number 20, whatever it is, was up at the Watering Hole with Widow yesterday. Yeah, it was yesterday. And what did I put in? $25 to win $75 worth of meat. Well, you can't count on that. You know, can't count on that shit forever. Yeah, my freezer's full. I need fucking Gorilla Tape to keep my freezer closed at this point in time. Everybody, you're a fucking meat whore. I tell you, I got probably 15 drink tokens. People come up to me, hey, how you doing, Tile Gal? I don't even know their fucking names, man. And they know mine. Well, I guess that tells you one thing. That people realize a good person. I try to be the best person I can be. But people realize a decent person. I got people coming up and buying me fucking drinks. I don't even know their fucking name, you know? I got fucking the whores behind the bar going, oh, hey, Talia, me love you long time. I got bitches behind the freaking pull tab. Oh, we like you. Yeah, because I tip when I win. And I win quite a bit. these bitches realize a guy who's got luck behind him. Oh, your luck ain't going to last forever. Oh, I know that. I know that. I had a downturn, but I'm back on the upswing again. Fuck, me and my buddies were sitting around the table. I'm like, you bitches want to go in 20 bucks each? Let's do it. Fucking put in 20 bucks each, four people, pulled a 200 plus sum. We each got our money back plus 30 bucks. So we're up, right? Boom. Part of that is clearing out that fucking box a little bit. Get rid of the shit stuff. And I always play the odds, gentlemen. You don't always win when you play the odds, but sometimes you get lucky. Hold on. Oh, the art of pissing your own way. Nah, I ain't got to piss right now. Probably do that later. Won't do that. Listen, I recorded another video I was going to put up, and yeah, a lot of Effenheimers in it. I know. Some of you guys want to hear from me, but some of the things that I say might be a little off the fucking wall. And what do you do? And by the way, Sinister, yes. If I get down there, I will reach out to you. Let's go fucking fishing, man. Let's do it. Got to see how life's going to work out. I'm still taking care of my mom. She's still kind of fucked up on some stuff. But I told her, I said, hey, you can't fucking drop this burden on me. If we got to get somebody in here to help you out, because guess what? I ain't going to be here next fucking winter. And whether or not you can take the drive down, the 10, 15, 20-hour drive, wherever I decide to go during the winter, I ain't going to be here for a month and a half during the winter. So either my sibling's going to take care of you, or you're going to come down and you're going to help pay for part of it, because nobody rides for free. You're a prick, towel gal. You do that to your own mom? Well, yeah. Yeah, I would. She's a woman. Nobody rides for free. Nobody. Nobody rides for free. Anyways, yeah, fuck. Listen, I get it. She gets it. She's towards the end of her life. I'm in the midpoint of mine. Whether or not I go on as long as she has or not. But let's face it. Men don't live as long as women. Women get the fucking free ride on this planet. Realize it. Make your decisions. Live a good life. And go, you know what? You got to pay for some of me. If I'm doing all this shit for you, I ain't paying for it all. You're a son of a bitch to do that to your own mom, aren't you? No, I'm a realist. I don't want to eat fucking dog food when I'm up there. So I'm trying to look at life and go, okay, what can I do? If I gotta put myself in a fucking wheelchair and wheel myself down to the beach and try to catch some food, try to catch some jack tuna, some mahi-mahi, some redfish, whatever it is, some shrimp. If I can cast a net and catch some shrimp, fucking A, man. I'm going to do it. You endure. Endure. Enjoy life. Fuck these people. Any of you bastards out there that got a fucking woman that wants to have you pay for their life, you fucking get rid of, you set them straight or you fucking get rid of them. And you should have the goddamn paperwork done up right away. If you're even thinking about getting together with a woman, you better have fucking divorce papers drawn up first. I don't recommend at all that you get with a woman and tie the knot with any kind of state or governmental restrictions put on you. get your shit put in a trust so that fucking cunt can't touch it. And, you know, enjoy your life. And you know what your buddy says at this point in time? Knowing what I know now, KTA, man, kill them all. Somebody steals from you, cut off their left fucking hand. Cut off both their hands. Go, you fuck. Well, don't let them know it was you, but smile when you see them. And go, you fucking pay the price, man. You steal from me, you fucking lose something as well. Maybe teach you again in the future. Will I go back and do retribution? Doubt it. Going forward? Oh, fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. You know, your buddy played poker quite a bit in a garage game. And we'd call it Poker U, Poker University. You got to pay your tuition. You got to learn this shit. Some of the things that have happened in your past, just fucking let it go. Some of the things you might not be able to let go, and you still may want a little retribution from it. Depends on how long ago it was. Depends on when you woke up and where you're at in life. My ex fucking cunt, the way I figure it, bitch owes me minimum, $40,000. Probably owes me closer to $60,000 to $75,000. I'm not saying I'm done with anything, but I ain't saying I'm going after her for it. Because you know what? Like I said earlier, my correspondence with Red today was, listen, I get vengeance is a dish best served cold, and it is living a better fucking life. I look at my ex right now, that fucking cunt is bankrupt. My kids are probably with her going, well, you know, it's all Dad's fault. You know, Dad's fault. No, fuck you. Fuck you. It ain't my fault. It's your fault. Your fault you followed a dumb fucking cunt. I sat there and I tried to go to you kids. Hey, you want to live a life like that? Apparently they did. They made their choice. They're adults now. I'm not worried about it. Their problem, they got to figure it out. I'm here if they want to go, hey, Dad, you know, what do you think about this? Well, I'll tell you what I think about that. It's whether or not you're smart enough to learn from it. God, I hate that. You know, I used to be a younger man, and I used to think about how, you know, why would people cut children out of their will and stuff? Now I get it. Now I get it. It's like, you fucking kids, you had the opportunity, but they weren't there, Talgo. They don't know. They weren't at that point yet. Well, you know, life's a bitch, and then you learn, right? So, anyways, my best to you. Have a great evening. Knowing it ain't pissing time with Tau Gal. I actually pissed before I left the watering hole. You sound like you're fucking drunk. Yeah, I've had a couple. No, I'm not drunk. I have clarity. That's all it is. I might have a little bit of slurred speech, but, you know, here's the thing. These conversations, if I've had a libation or two, are more unfiltered than had I not, okay? Yeah, there's not a lot of Effenheimers in this one. I'm trying to get away from that. Oh, you found religion. No, that ain't it. No, just trying to have a good conversation with you gentlemen. Unrestricted by profanities and all that. I had a conversation with my mom about my anger. And I'm like, yeah, you fucking piss me off, Mom. You piss me off by what you're doing. Because you're putting your burden on me. Unfortunately, Mom, it's your fucking burden to live with. I'm trying to ease your burden, but it ain't my burden. Okay, I do what I can do. Don't fucking weigh me down. I still have my own life to live. You got your life to live. Sucks. Sucks your feet hurt. Sucks that you're having these problems. And, you know, I've grown numb to it. God, you're a bastard. You'll pay for it in the afterlife. Well, maybe I will. Maybe I will. Well, anyways, different side point. Widow and I, we like getting out and doing some bowling and stuff during the winter months. And your buddy ordered a new pair of shoes today. Because it fucking costs quite a bit to rent goddamn shoes every time, and they're shitty shoes. So, you know what? In 10 times of bowling, the shoes I bought, if that, will be paid for. I enjoy it. Fuck, I had an excellent game this weekend. Probably one of the best games I bowled. And am I a pro bowler? Am I kingpin? Fuck no. But I enjoy it. It's fun. Throw it down there. See what happens. I'm only competing against myself. See what I can do. It's not that your buddy doesn't want to get away, by the way. And I got a buddy. You know who you are. That I want to go see. I can't do it right now with the responsibilities I got. It's just the way it is. I would love to. Maybe next year will be something different. Right now, I fought between what am I going to do? How am I going to live my life? And I started wrapping it around my mom and stuff. And I'm like, no, you can't fucking do that. You can't do that. You still have to get out there and live your life. I look at my life and I'm like, well, I'm probably going to have the same fucking problems you got. You think I got kids that are going to be there helping me, rubbing my feet and doing all this shit? No, I won't. My kids hate me. And I know why they do. Because they're unwilling to wake up to what the world is, and they got that fucking cunt there, the gatekeeper. But what do? You wake up and you go, well, you know what? I tried the best I can. You apparently have to go through life and fuck up like I did. You have to make some mistakes, and maybe you'll wake up. I ain't paying for your life. I ain't paying for Blondie's life. I ain't paying for Widow's life. I ain't paying for Red's life. I ain't doing it. These fucking cunts will try to make you pay for their life. No. My mom, your dad and I, you know, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, listen, you fucking came here and you dumped on me. You should have been fucking planning for this. Oh, I get it. I got some benefit. Of this, that, and the other thing. But you know what? It's not my problem. You better accept that you got some good out of your son that lives a good fucking life. But I ain't gonna give it all up for you. I'll honor my mother and my father. But that doesn't mean I live your life and I carry your fucking burdens. That's not what it is. I think she's finally got that because she ain't waking your buddy up in the middle of the night. Talk, yeah. I'm like, you better sleep through the fucking night and you better let me sleep through the night. Because you want to see a fucking bastard? Don't let me sleep through the night. I know, where's this going, Tao Gao? Nowhere. Just talking about life. I had a good time. I'm having a great time with Widow. I sit there. Oh, there's this guy. I'll just tell you this. There's this guy up there that was dating this hot blonde. And they broke up. And now he's head over heels. And every chance he gets, he comes over to that really gorgeous fucking brunette bartender. I was out and having a smoke with her and just chatting and stuff. And he comes out there, hey, how you doing and stuff. Dude, you're trying way too fucking hard, man. You're sniffing up the wrong pussy tree. She ain't gonna give that shit up to you. You fucked up. You fucked up in life. You left your wife and your kids, and you got with that stupid whore of a blonde that's up there. And now she's sniffing around some other cock pole, and you're sitting there trying to chase after younger pussy than you. No, you're not living your own life, dude. You're not going out there and making shit happen. Your buddy Tao Gao, I got fucking women all over me. It's like, oh, you're such a good guy. Yeah, if I turned on a little bit of game, I could get some pussy. It ain't about pussy, man. It ain't about that. You better be safe, secure, sound in yourself and your abilities. Not worry about pussy. Don't worry about getting with these cunts. There's always going to be one. Well, it sounds like you're calling Widow a cunt. Nope, not at all. Not at all. It doesn't mean that your buddy doesn't notice these things. He does. He realizes the person he's with is a good person. You ain't got to sell yourself short. Have a little bit of dignity and respect for yourself. Keep your boundaries. When you let those boundaries fall, they're like fucking vampires, parasites. No. The shit ain't happening, bitch. You're either with me and we're gonna do something together, but the moment you fuck up and you go foul, 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 and I don't think it's a foul, then go fuck yourself. Because you know what? There's going to be somebody else out there. By the way, don't fuck the vaccinated. Just telling you. Well, with that said, there is an art to going your own way. Will he continue on or won't he? I don't know. I think I'm fucking done right now. Listen, gentlemen, it's been great. I'm going through life just like you. Sharing my life. You know that. I tell you that all the time. Sharing my life. Enjoying life. You're not Christian because blah, blah. Fuck you. Fuck off. I'm doing the best I can. I believe in what I believe. Sit there and I go through life and I go, man, oh man, oh man, oh man. Enjoy. Find a decent person. Enjoy your life. When they're not decent anymore, get out. I'm afraid of being hurt again. Why? Well, yeah, so was your buddy. I was too. Don't stop living life. You might find a decent person. Be the man. Play the role you were meant to be. You know, it's not all this shit. How many times has your buddy said this? It's a double-edged sword. It is a double-edged sword. MGTOW. It can lead you down a path, but then you cut off a certain part of your life. I'm not a PUA. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just saying, live your life. You're going to get hurt. It sucks. Wah, wah, wah. You know how you get hurt? It's because you invested too much. What does your buddy always say? With a woman, you only go balls deep. That's it. They are stupid creatures. You never let them run your life. You never let them make decisions. And the moment those fucking cunts think that they're smarter than you and make decisions, you just go, hey, baby, this ain't working out. You think you got it on me? No, you ain't. Goodbye. Cut them loose. Boo-hoo-hoo, it's going to hurt for a little bit. Yeah, she was great. She sucked my dick or whatever she did. Yeah, cut them loose. If it's meant to be, they'll come back and they'll come into alignment. But you really don't take them back anyways. Somebody else's problem. Now, am I done? Huh? You guys want me to be done? I'll be done. With that said, there is an art to going your own way. Nice to talk to you again, or nice to have you listen, whatever you do. Peace. Bye.